Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Intuitive Angels with Danielle Garcia. Good evening. I'm a little rusty at this. It's been over a year since I've done this podcast, but following guidance from Spirit, I was just guided to go ahead and log in this evening and walk you through a guided meditation. I've been getting lots of reports from many clients, students, and friends, but today has been a particularly rough day. There's just some really wrapped out energy going around. And so I think it's a good idea if we can all just take a breather, just take a minute, step back from whatever situation, whatever trauma or drama that we've been involved in today, and just take a step back from that and do a little bit of release work. You know, that's not always easy to do because emotions can get very high. And especially if you're sensitive, if you're empathic, not only are you dealing with your own thoughts, feelings, emotions, and energy, but you're feeling everybody else's around you. And that is never an easy thing. So what I'll ask you now is just go ahead and take that step back. Right now, take a moment for you. Take a moment just for yourself. What does that look like for you? Make sure that as you take this time to meditate, you're in a comfortable, safe place. You're not driving or operating heavy machinery. Make sure you're in a peaceful place where you can be undisturbed for the next 25 minutes. Start by taking a breath with me. Breathing in, allowing that oxygen to permeate your body, every cell, every atom, and exhaling out. Releasing fear. Releasing tension, releasing stress. And as you take this next deep breath in, I want you to concentrate on a wonderful, beautiful white light coming in through the top of your crown chakra, the very top of your head. That beautiful white light is your connection to home. That's the energy of your higher self, your spirit. We're going to call that energy in. So as you inhale, imagine that beautiful white light that is you coming in through the top of your head, your crown chakra, and imagine that light beaming over, in, and through you, washing over you like a beautiful wave of bright white light. As you feel this white light going in and through you, you begin to relax in a deeper state of consciousness. You have that resonance, that recognition of your own soul, your own spirit, that beauty and love, unconditional love from home. Just allow it to wash over you, feeling it once again, your purity, your light, your energy and vibration as the soul that you are. Recognize that this is your truth. This is the energy of your soul. And allow that light to bathe you fully and completely, covering you from top to bottom, head to foot. And allow that beautiful white light to swirl around you, creating a loving cocoon of energy. With your intention now, ask that any energies you've taken on from anyone else, any other situations or locations that are of a lower nature, release them. Let them go. Command and demand them to leave you, for they are not yours. See, sense, imagine, and feel these lower energies lifting from your body and being transmuted in, out, and through the white light cocoon that surrounds you. Take another deep breath in, bringing in even more light to fill the voids that have been created by release, and exhaling out, letting go of any remnants you've been hanging on to, any other aspects of lower energies that you've pulled in, clearing your field, clearing your chakra system, clearing your state of mind. Just allow yourself to be in this beautiful, loving space of energy, feeling this light, feeling the high vibration of unconditional love pulsating through you, through your entirety. And as you relax in this trance-like state, I bring forth a message to you, and I release and connect. Beloved ones, it is indeed a time of change upon your planet. Some of you have endured difficulties. Some of you are trapped in emotional roller coasters and different sets of perceptions and intent. I ask you, dear ones, to look inside your heart for the truth as you have connected to your soul. Allow your heart to open further and deeper to that vibration to feel and sense your truth. You are not unworthy, dear ones. You are most worthy indeed. There may be those around you that push and pull your energy. There may be those around you that put you down, bully you, threaten you, strike fear into your essence. But I implore you, dear ones, to look deeper. Uncover all levels so that you reach the core of your heart center to be truly connected to Source. And see that you are indeed Source. A spark of Source that glows and ignites within you. When you connect to this energy and you allow it to shine, you truly allow that essence and flow of vibration to wash over and embody not only your mental state, not only your emotional state, not only your spiritual state, but also your physical state. And many of you are having much difficulty with chronic pain. Much difficulty with chronic pain. Source, Great Spirit, God, however you term your higher power, did not put you upon this planet to suffer. He did not create, she did not create souls so that they would struggle in strife. You came to this planet to play human, to realize the duality of human life, to realize that though you are within a physical vessel that has its limitations and has its denseness, you can still achieve ascension. You can still achieve high vibrational spiritual connection. But in order to do so, dear ones, you must first connect with your heart. You must first connect with the truth that is within the core of your heart center, where the spark of creation exists, where we are all one, we are all connected. And when you are in the moments of trauma and drama or pain, breathe in again this white light that is you. Breathe in again your higher levels, your highest consciousness. Bring it into the center of your heart and allow your heart to open and receive your truth. Receive this vibration, dear ones. Allow it to wash over you. And as it washes over you, imagine the impurities falling away, rinsing off of you in this beautiful white light that is your truth. Though that may seem very simple, and indeed it is most powerful. Most powerful indeed. These times upon your planet are evolutional. Things are changing at a rapid rate, like has not happened before. Your physical bodies are evolving. Your intellect is evolving. Your ability to connect with dimensional spaces and realms is evolving. And sometimes on a physical level, it is very hard to keep up with all of these changes. I suggest to you, dear ones, take the time to maintain your energy and vibration. Take the time to sit in meditation. Take the time to sit in connection. Take the time to sit in prayer, in meditation, in trance. Take the time to connect to all levels of your being. It is not enough to exercise merely the physical. It is not enough to release and clear the emotional state. It is not enough to simply ponder your mental status. And it is not enough to just connect with spirit. To live a balanced life, especially within a world of duality, you must balance and clear each aspect of self. That is what creates true happiness. That is what creates true balance. If you look at each of these areas of your being as a separation, then indeed there will never be a wholeness. But if you look at all four aspects as pieces of the whole, then you begin to see your soul in its entirety. Then you begin to see where things can work for good. And perhaps you borrow some of your spiritual wisdom to help balance out the physical. And perhaps your physical endurance merges over and blends with your mental status to help you solve problems and issues. And you can see where each different aspect merges over and blends with the vibration of the other. They do not work separately. They work consecutively. That is the key, dear ones. And if you are having a day that is filled with lower vibrations, check all of your levels to see where there is an imbalance. And where you find that imbalance, connect with your heart center and send that energy and that area and arena for more balance, more relief, further healing, and deeper connection. When you fully embody the soul that is you, you are in a place of balance. You are in a place of deep connection and understanding. And that is most important. Take a breath now, dear ones. Breathing in from the top of your head, your crown chakra. Allow that breath to go straight to your heart center and imagine exhaling out of your heart, creating an open pathway, creating an open channel, allowing the light that is you to fully embody the center of your heart so that you can feel that goodness, that worthiness, that light, and indeed that love that is you. There are boundaries that must be set in your life, dear ones. Boundaries are set for safety. Boundaries are set with intention. Boundaries are meant to create barriers so that other energies cannot pass through or over them. Many of you sensitives and empaths have those within your life that push your boundaries, that seek to mow over you and cause you to feel small and little and unworthy and weak. Dear ones, you are not weak, unless you think you are. You are not unloved, unless you believe that you are. And even still, I will tell you, if you feel unworthy or unloved, we on the other side see your truth. We see your light. We know you as worthy, for we are one in the same. And we have much love and adoration for you. It is not a weak soul that can come to a planet such as Earth and take the role of human being. What you witness in a lifetime, many souls do not endure within several. It takes a very strong soul to play human. And when we view you and see you from our perspective, we are truly in awe. For on this side of the veil, we know exactly who we are. We live in a beautiful, highly vibrational, unconditional love. Always. There is no jealousy. There is no hatred. There is only love. And you, being the strong soul that you are, come into this world, this planet, to play human. Many of you never remembering that you truly are a spirit, a soul. Some of you having slight recognition, but never quite getting it. And those that truly open up to their higher levels, it is like watching a child open up the best birthday present ever. When we witness this, when the light bulb turns on, when the heart center opens up fully to receive their own greatness. It is indeed a gift to behold, one that can be achieved by everyone, but it requires balance. I ask you once again to concentrate on your heart center. Imagine a beautiful green light emitting within the center of your chest. Watch as that beautiful green light grows larger and larger, brighter and brighter. And imagine now a beam of light shooting forth from your heart center about 2 feet in front of you. Imagine that light going forward and beaming out around you. So it creates a wonderful bubble of emerald green light, encasing your energy fully and completely. And just breathe into that. Allow yourself to acclimate to that heart energy. allow that beautiful green light to connect with your spiritual, emotional, mental, and physical bodies. And know that you are loved. Know that you are strong. Know that no matter what happens in your lifetime, dear one, you are never alone. There is much love for you on this planet and on the other side of the veil. The next time you are struggling, the next time you need assistance or guidance, open up your heart. Connect with your higher level. Do these exercises as I guided you through. And call in your angels, your guides, the masters, your loved ones on the other side. We adore you. We applaud you. And we are always here to help and assist you. It gives us no greater joy than to connect with your energy and to give you love. For we know that this is not an easy path you have chosen. We know it is not easy being away from home. And yet, with your intention and the love within you, you create home, the energy of the other side, of heaven indeed, upon your planet. You are blessed beyond measure, dear one, and we hold your blessings within our own heart centers as we connect with you fully and completely each and every day. Watch for our signs. Listen for our messages. We walk beside you. We are with you always. Be well, dear ones. And so it is. And now, take a deep breath in. Bring that energy down into your feet, connecting with Mother Earth. Begin to move your neck around, twisting your head back and forth, moving your hands and feet, bringing your energy back fully and completely into your physical self, into your body. Breathing in again. To be fully present, back in your body, in this room, feeling relaxed, feeling at peace, and feeling wonderful. Thank you for joining me for this meditation, and I look forward to connecting with you next time. Blessings to you all.